You've no doubt heard about them. Most of the country has so far. We're happy to call them homegrown. Hipchick Farms in Sebastopol has, as I said, been making news across the country. Maybe it has something to do with cooking for the Obamas while they were in the White House.
Oh, sad. Sad face. Yeah. Happy maybe, face, sad face.
Maybe it has something to do with cooking for the Getty family.
Yes.
I heard they have a couple of bucks. Yeah. Maybe it has something to do with what you're doing in Sebastopol, and Chef Jen Johnson has accomplished the task so far of Hipchick Farms, and she does it with her wife, Serafina Palandek. Good morning, Jen. Glad to have you in studio.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Nice to be here with you. And it's an amazing story, and it just continues to unfold. At what point did you become, did you go from being a small town organization and company to the kind of activity and notoriety that you've found at this point?
Well, I think most of it's due to Serafina. She is absolutely the most tenacious, bullheaded, intelligent, charming person I've ever met in my life. And she, I owe all of this success to her. A little bit to me, a little talent here and there thrown in always helps.
Yeah, the chef part, I think, is kind of important, Jen.
Well, yeah, okay, fine. It is. Chef-driven company, it's part of the success, absolutely, yeah.
So the big question that I had for you guys, of course, is why get into the chicken nugget business? But if you have kids, I think the answer is pretty simple.
Well, I call it the international language of love, the chicken nugget, right?
And it's ageless. Yeah, I really think it's ageless. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's got a real clean product. Our hens are very well taken care of. They're raised very humanely, which is really important to us. And I just, you know, fancy, fancy, bougie, bougie. This is not. And so I kind of wanted to do the anti-bougie thing.
Yeah, but you're doing it.
I've done bougie for 25 years.
Yeah.
So, definitely incorporate some farm to table and keep it really simple and delicious.
Well, there's farm to table, Jen, and then there's the chicken nugget tasting room, which, come on, it's a pretty unique idea.
Well, that was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but we're just kind of going with it.
It's working.
We're in the wine region of the United States of America right here in Sonoma, and we thought, why not have a chicken nugget tasting room to go along with all of the local wines and beers? And I'm super excited to introduce different flavors of nuggets, our original nugget, also as well as other lots of other yummy things on the menu.
You know, I love this story of obviously you've got training, you're a chef, you know what's going on, but how the business and how Americans buy things. You guys were sort of almost at your last dollar and you got a redesign to your packaging, mm-hmm. and that's made all the difference in the world.
Huge. And, you know, people buy with their eyeballs, you know, and I think that's a really great way, especially when you're in the market, in the regions, people want to see packaging pop, and the new packaging's amazing.
It's working. I think actually with technology being what it is, at some point we will actually buy with our eyeballs.
So you're just
maybe starting a trend right there. So I have to ask you this because I love chicken nuggets, and I read that you actually, instead of having a dipping sauce for them, mm-hmm. that you actually incorporate the dipping sauce into the batter.
We do. We have a great company called Gamay, and they it's organic, all organic seasonings. So we're incorporating different flavors into the nuggets. We've got a chicken and waffle out right now, which is absolutely delicious.
Yes,
and
please.
Traditional ketchup. It's you don't need the extra dipping sauce for that, and it's really light. Nothing is hitting you over the head with a 2x4. It's a very kind of subtle, mm-hmm. delicious flavorings that I've worked on and seems to be taking off.
Yes, I would say that it does. Now, the tasting room itself is adjacent to your property in Sebastopol?
The tasting room is 124 South Main Street.
Okay, right.
Our grand
Main.
Opening is August 11th, and it's actually right around the corner from our offices, our headquarters.
Okay. Where's the farm?
The farm is up the road about eight minutes.
Okay. Okay, so yep. Just outside of Sebastopol?
Right outside on the way out to Bodega.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have, is somebody going to be cutting a little chicken nugget ribbon on that date?
It's, you know, it's, we are. We are. Yes, we are. And it's a wonderful building. It's one of the oldest buildings in Sebastopol. And I think back in the day, it was a brothel upstairs.
Hey-oh.
And a dive bar right next door. So,
perfect.
I mean, I'm
That's
at home.
A perfect combo
I'm right at
right
home
there.
Here. You know, bourbon is my other second favorite.
Oh. Okay.
Wow, we should become best friends.
Yes, yes.
The million dollar question is, President Obama or Alice Waters had a chicken nugget yet?
Of sorts, but not Chef Jen Johnson's at Hip Chick Farms The Kitchen.
Okay,
and they will
so,
be getting an invitation.
All right, so there are, as you know, many delivery services available now
yes,
with Uber
are.
Eats and
yes,
things are. Like that. And of course, I have to ask you, what
Which
did you cook?
Which Sebastopol doesn't really have, so we
yeah.
do want to incorporate some delivery systems going
okay.
on there.
Okay.
Yes.
What did you cook for the Obamas?
I cooked, it was actually lunch, and we cooked beautiful salmon burgers. We cooked more... It's a Mediterranean menu.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually hanging on the wall in the restaurant. And it was thrilling. It was kind of it was obviously the end of his term, and everyone was kind of burnt out. So our timing was perfect. They're like, you know what? Let's just show you around. And,
okay.
And we got some super duper VIP treatment. It was once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes.
No
and having
doubt.
My daughter and her cousins come in for lunch in the West Wing was phenomenal.
Yeah, you can't really beat that.
No.
Before we go, have you banned the name Chick-fil-A in your house?
No. No.
Okay.
No, I actually have never eaten a Chick-fil-A.
What?
Me neither.
But no, I'm not okay, bougie, yes,
oh,
a little
wow.
bit slightly, but I nothing against Chick-fil-A. I just haven't been there.
Oh.
Yeah, I've not had one either. Larry eats most of that
I've
kind
had
of stuff
a,
for
I've
us.
Had a Big Mac at McDonald's, but I have not had a Chick-fil-A.
You guys need to get out a little. I'm just saying. You guys need to
well,
get
you
out.
Well, you know what? You need to come to the kitchen and have
yeah.
my version of the
I
chicken
listen,
sandwich, because I on the menu, there is a chicken sandwich that's going to blow your mind.
You had me at cluck, cluck. I'm in.
Jen, congratulations so far on your success, because I have a feeling we're going to be hearing more and
Thank
more
you.
About Hip Chick Farms.
And we will not be serving garlic ice cream.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I personally appreciate that. That is Jen Johnson, along with her wife, Serafina Palandek, who are the owners, the originators, and the all together of the Hip Chick Farms in Sebastopol. And we will be talking about their opening coming up as we get closer to that.